station never ID'd itself during the time that I was listening for about an hour. I think it's called Great Tech Radio. It sounded automated, in part because they had weather forecasts, but the weather forecast.
Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. Leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Jazzies of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo said February 27th that this year the flu has hit New York State hard. In fact, the 131,604 laboratory-confirmed cases of flu this season are the most ever recorded since the state began tracking the flu in 1998. By comparison, the 2017-18 flu season, when 128,892,000 cases were recorded, was the second worst season. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This year's flu season has been grueling, and New Yorkers must remain vigilant against the spread of the virus. If you haven't already been vaccinated, it's not too late. I urge you to get a vaccine and to please stay home if you are sick to avoid spreading the illness," end quote. The worst might be over. As reported, flu cases declined the last 2 weeks. Cases peaked during the week ending February 8th, when 17,233 cases were reported. Reports of the flu have declined 26% since then. Read more about this story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Representative Antonio Delgado will run for re-election in November. The first-term Democrat from Rhinebeck has yet to make a formal announcement, but said February 26th that, and I quote, "My focus is just making sure that I keep doing the work. When I'm home, I'm talking about the issues. I'm learning from the constituents. I'm focusing on the needs on the ground, and I have to be relentless in that regard, whether it's broadband, whether it's PFAS contamination, whether it's helping develop our workforce, whether it's tackling climate change," end quote. Delgado, who beat incumbent Republican John Faso in 2018, has several announced opponents. Republican Millbrook attorney Kyle Vandewater and Republican fashion designer Ola Hawatme are running in a primary election later this spring, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield from New Platts is also running for the 19th Congressional District seat. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. Kate Cordero reports for the Poughkeepsie Journal that ahead of the April 28th New York primary vote, the 2020 presidential election has finally come to the Hudson Valley. Mike Bloomberg's campaign announced he is opening a campaign office on Route 9 in Poughkeepsie soon. Canvassing for Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam, Orange, Sullivan, Broome, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Montgomery, Otsego, and Schoharie counties will be run out of the office. Otherwise, Dutchess County Sheriff Butch Anderson was again named a member of Trump's New York election team earlier this year. And there have been a few house parties for Bernie Sanders, but not much other presidential candidate action in the Hudson Valley so far this year. In 2016, both Sanders and Trump held large rallies in the Hudson Valley, while Chelsea Clinton appeared for her mother. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. It is not too often that the Hudson Valley delegation in the U.S. House of Representatives votes together, as Republican Elise Stefanik rarely agrees with Democrats Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney. But on February 26, they all voted for the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. The bill would, if approved, make lynching a federal hate crime for the first time. The House vote was 410-4. The Senate passed a version of the bill last year. The bills will be reconciled and then sent to President Donald Trump, who is expected to sign the measure. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials, February 26, agreed to the demolition of the former Greene County Jail and Sheriff's Office. Although the property is owned by the county, because it is located within the village, board action was helpful. Trustee Joseph Koloski said, and I quote, "The county was asking for our okay to demolish the building the county owns already without going through more hoops," end quote. Village President Vincent Seeley, Trustees Koloski, Natasha Law, and Peter Grass Jr. voted yes on the resolution. Gregory Smith abstained. Some residents were critical of the board's willingness to go along with the county plan. Catskill resident Hudson Talbot said, and I quote, "The village doesn't have to agree with the county. They were signing something they didn't have to sign. It felt like bullying to me. It felt like the county was bullying the village," end quote. "The final decision on what to do with the buildings and the property rests with the county," Seeley said. Law said, and I quote, "It's not our building," end quote. She said, and I quote, "Who are we to tell them what to do with their property? That's like me telling my neighbor they cannot knock down their old garage and build a new one," end quote. The county has explored a few options for the parcel, including two parking lot designs with either 23 or 41 spots, carrying an estimated price tag of $1.33 to $1.9 million. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux said the State Office of Court Administration has expressed interest in developing additional office space on the property. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. At its February 20th meeting, the Chatham Town Board heard from Columbia County Sheriff First Sergeant Lewis Bray about the Enhanced Enforcement Patrol Program.
The agreement is renewed annually and provides the town with hours of patrolling by a sheriff's deputy. Bray said the enhancement patrols most often deal with traffic issues, but they can also be used for town events like parades. He said of the program, and I quote, "We do it because there is a need for it," end quote. Bray pointed out that the town could tell the sheriff's office where patrols are needed, but that, and I quote, "the town's not going to tell the sheriff how to do police work," end quote. Highway Superintendent Joe Rickard said he appreciated the help he received from the sheriff's office, adding, and I quote, "I hope this service continues," end quote. The board has now approved the contract for 2020. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. William Von Atzigen, 86, of Greenville, has been named the Greene County 2020 Senior Citizen of the Year by the County Department of Human Services. Von Atzigen will be recognized on May 15th at Greene County's annual Senior Citizen Day. At that same time, Lula Anderson of Ashland will receive the Outstanding Contribution by a Senior Citizen Award. Certificates of Merits will be awarded to Robert F. Gurley of Prattsville, Duncan McPherson of Freehold, Jan Shane of Hunter, and Susan Van Atzigen of Greenville. Van Atzigen moved to Greenville in 1957 and opened a clothing store on Main Street. He's been a volunteer for numerous organizations, including the North Hill United Methodist Church. He is a 60-year member of the Greenville Rotary and a life member of the Greenville Volunteer Fire Company. From 1972 to 1988, he was a member of the Greenville Rescue Squad. Van Atzigen and Anderson will also be honored on May 19th by state officials at the 2020 Older New Yorkers Day celebration. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. A bullet was found on the floor in the bathroom at the Cairo Durham High School on February 27th. School officials did not report the incident on their website, but did send an email to parents. Dalton Shipps, middle school principal, wrote to parents, and I quote, "As soon as this situation was brought to the attention of the school resource officer and administration, a thorough investigation was begun in partnership with law enforcement. As a part of this investigation, the sheriff's department brought in canines to do a sweep of the building as a precaution. As a result of the investigation, it was determined that there was no credible threat and that no students were in danger," end quote. Nick Reisman is reporting at the State of Politics blog. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a radio interview February 28th, he wants to see changes to the state's bail law included in the budget. Cuomo said he will hold a public meeting with district attorneys, police, and criminal justice advocates to discuss changes to the law. The state's bail reform legislation ended cash bail requirements for those facing misdemeanor and nonviolent felony offenses. Republicans and law enforcement officials began assailing the law before it went into effect January 1st, and the majority of the respondents to a recent poll now believe it's bad for the state. Senate Democrats have proposed a change that would give judges the authority to determine if a person should remain in jail. In the radio interview, Cuomo said he wanted strict guidelines created to prevent judges from remanding someone because, and I quote, "they don't like the way they look or sound," end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 32 and a low around 23. Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 50. low around 38 Monday night. Tuesday, again, there's a chance of rain, a 50% chance, mostly cloudy skies, a high near 51, a low around 38. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Pledge your support of Creative Community Radio for open ears during WGXC's Winter 2020 Pledge Drive. Running February 24th through March 6th, 2020, Wayfarm is building the base of monthly sustaining donors. Growing a community of sustaining supporters is vital to our station's longevity. Your one-time donation or monthly recurring contribution is tax-deductible and allows WGXC to meet the most basic operating costs and keeps us on your FM dial. Visit WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400 to support WGXC today.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am a student from Hudson Middle School, I think.
You don't know what your school is.
It's a little confusing.
It was a middle school.
Yeah, they did just change it.
Yeah.
Identity issues.
Yeah. It's an identity crisis
that
right now.
That is certainly Hudson.
Yeah, but I am certainly from Hudson,
it's true.
Florida, maybe Mexico.
Hi, my name is AJ. I go to school at Libri, and I have moved here from Manhattan, which people who have been listening for the whole entire time know now. And I am supposedly a descendant from one of the people who we celebrated Black History Month, maybe Franklin Douglas, or Martin Luther King, to Jordan Truth, Harriet Tubman. I don't know. I'm so excited to find out.
Yeah.
But we're here every...
They had a radio show about books.
Well, not before the radio was invented.
But what about...
Wait, when
but they may have talked about books.
Yeah, so technically it is a radio show, I guess.
Because you talk about books.
Yeah.
And talk about books here.
And also, there's that one device where you hit and then it sends out a message.
Morse code. They may have Morse coded.
Oh, yeah, Morse coded.
Each other?
Yeah.
Is that? I don't think that's a verb, Morse coded.
They Morse code each other.
But anyways, we're here every week talking about books.
Yay.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
I never want to say that because I'm like, who's going to say it next? Not me. Not it.
Not it. And today we are going to talk about books, but before we get started, we wanted to let all of our listeners out there know that we are in the WGXC Pledge Drive. We are doing our part to try to bring in some funds to keep WGXC on the airwaves, and we're hoping our listeners out there who appreciate what they hear will give a call or donate online. Every amount counts. You can go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. You can also become a sustaining donor, which means that you pledge a certain amount each month, or you donate a certain amount each month.
Could you change it?
Yeah, of course you can change it if you if your situation changes and you want to give more or less. But it's a nice, easy way of giving to your radio station without having to remember to do so.
Well,
it just comes right out of your account. So I think I give like 10 or 15 a month. I can't remember.
Well,
so I don't even have to think about it. It just happens.
No reason for us to be greedy, but we hope that you want to do more than less. If you do have like a monthly thing or not, like
whatever
you
you're
raised it from
whatever
$10
anyone
to $1?
Is comfortable with.
No.
But every little bit helps keep WGXC on the air. We have a very humble budget, but it is a budget that needs to be met to keep the radio station going.
What do you mean, humble?
We're not extravagant in our spending, so it's not like none of us get paid for doing the radio show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we do it because
we enjoy it.
I haven't received money.
And Lena
I
keeps
want
waiting.
Money.
Yeah, and then, you know, we rely on donations of services and sometimes equipment and lots of volunteer support.
Yeah, and every time you donate, Pig and Chicken will come on the air.
No, we're not touching the
Maybe.
Pig and Chicken.
We'll see.
We are.
If we get enough donations in this week from Bound by Books loyalists, fans, loyalists sounds weird.
Yeah, it sounds like you're from Britain because yeah. loyalists yeah. are people who are loyal to the king.
Those
if
guys weren't really well treated either.
Make yeah. a donation in honor of Bound by Books. Our friends, Pig or Chicken, may come on to thank you
yeah.
next radio show. We'll let yeah. Amelia plug her ears.
And so we would like a lot of donations so that we can keep,
it would be cool.
so that we can stay here talking about books.
Yes.
And speaking of books, do we have any to talk about?
Does anyone have a book they want to talk about?
No.
Good one, Amelia. Yes, I do.
What was your book you want to talk about?
Since it's Black History Month, well, it's not really a Black History Month book, but it's about, like, famous people in the same, how do I say it, genre.
Okay.
And it is a book on Tatiana McFadden, the Paralympian, and
cool.
she won 17 wheelchair races, and she got 17 medals, and I think her majority is gold and silver.
So she does track and field in her wheelchair?
Yes, and she also does a little bit of basketball.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is she on an Olympic team for basketball, too? Or
no, she does that separately with her team, the Bennett Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like she's rolling her wheelchair with one hand and dribbling the basketball with the other.
Takes a lot of coordination.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a dance move.
Yeah.
So she was adopted from an orphanage or a baby house. Baby house number 13. Yeah,
that's
it's
what
called,
it was called.
Yeah,
yeah
it's called Baby
called,
House
yeah.
number 13.
Really?
In St. Petersburg, Russia. And she was born with spina bifida, spina bifida. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that she was born so that she can't walk, and her knees are bent, and her feet are tucked underneath. Her gluteus maximus, I don't want to say.
So
it
they're tucked
radio.
Under. Basically, she was born without the ability to walk.
Yes.
That's the point we're getting.
Sorry I've been into all these details. It's just my mind saying everything from the book. I mean my mouth, not my mind.
They work
cool.
together.
Yes. And anyway, she was adopted by a woman who lives in the U.S., who travels all around the world to orphanages to give the orphans, like, special toys and stuff like that, and food and medicine. And when Tatiana and her soon-to-be mom first met, it was love at first sight. And I thought
That's
that
nice.
Was really cute.
It's cool.
And so, overall, the book was about her struggles that she overcame and all the obstacles that she fought through, or maybe traversed, the obstacles that she overcame and the struggles that she pushed through. Anyway, and it's about the story of her life, and it was very inspiring to me. And there's also a cool fact about Tatiana McFadden. So I watched a show called Project Runway, and she was also on Project Runway, and it was that she was one of the clients to get her victory dress. Mm-hmm. And this has kind of something to do with her, but the person who made her dress won the competition. Mm-hmm. Because she made it, her dress all Velcro, and she also made this trail that can be put on the back of the wheelchair.
Oh, like a Velcro train. I saw something like that on Say Yes to the Dress, where they put a train on the back of someone's wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's so cool when they do that.
And the part with the Velcro, she made it so that it would be really easy for her to get in and out of it. So she really thought about
and
that's awesome.
You know, there's also something funny about that because, well, as she was walking down the runway, kind of, it wasn't that much of a runway, just like this short block. But anyway, as she rolled down, she was going pretty slowly because when she was first testing it out, she went so fast, and the person who created it was like, "No, no, this is a slow walk." And I thought that was like really funny because she's so used to going fast.
Well, since she goes in like track, she would be used
she's
to
like,
going faster.
Wee, 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 wee. And then she's like, "No, the trail."
Yeah.
Awesome. So did you see the show first or read the book first?
Read the book first and then I saw the show.
Did you just happen to see the show or did you watch it because she was on it?
I love the show, and so when she was on it, I felt like I was flying. I was like,
So what's the show called again?
Project Runway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they had a challenge where they had different female athletes from the Olympics, both Paralympics and Olympics, and
the Paralympians.
I don't know if I'm pretty sure Project One Right isn't the same thing. It's whatever one has not that lady. I can't remember her name now. America's Next Top Model, I think it is called.
Okay.
Tyra Banks. Mm-hmm. She's on that, right?
No.
No, that's Carly Closan, Christian Siriano, and Nina Garcia, and someone.
See, this is what happens when I try to talk about reality shows and celebrities. Things go wrong. This is why I should just not.
That's why you're on a book show.
But
it's fine.
But point is, I've seen a lot of crazy challenges on those things, like one where the models have to walk across like runways with pendulums swinging in between them and not
hesitate.
That
sounds like Top Model.
What's
pendulums? Oh boy.
Top Model has some weird runways. There's one on a pool. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
But yeah.
Ouch, the pendulums. Yeah.
Wait, what's the pendulum again?
It's the thing in the clock. The
swinging
thing that swings
back and forth.
Oh, no.
And speaking of the Tatiana McFadden who is in a book, what about someone else talking about a book? I didn't want to make it awkward like the one.
It's hard to like find time to read
books.
Books when you're like writing them because I'm not writing a book. But But I am writing the stories for the creative writing class, mm-hmm. which is probably the first time I've ever had an English class where reading a bunch of different books isn't a major part of the curriculums. So it's almost a little sad because I don't get to read new books anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do get to read other students' work and edit their work, which is fun.
Do you have any new projects that you're excited about?
Yeah, I wrote one. I wrote a very like typical monster in the basement style story that I think actually went pretty well and I might want to make into a series.
Tell us about the monster.
For one, there's the landlady of an apartment building is a woman named Mary. She begins like feeding a cat that she finds living in the vent shaft of her building's basement until the cat starts growing bigger and starts to look less and less like a cat. And by the time it starts speaking to her, she can't stop feeding it because it's too powerful and it starts threatening her tenants. Whoa. So she doesn't want the tenants to get hurt. So she keeps bringing it whatever food it asks for. And the food becomes more and more, you know,
gruesome.
Extreme.
Gruesome?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Oh,
and I'm thinking of turning this into a series of a bunch of like one-shots that take place in the same universe that this cat exists in. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of one about like maybe one that preys on like the ocean, like a fish. I'm thinking of a chicken one. Yes, it is a chicken, but I plan to make it
weird. A mer-chicken.
It's not a mer-chicken. No, the chicken and the fish are separate stories.
Oh, okay.
The point is they're all going to focus on animals, and I think I might want to like
hint that they're all tied together as I begin sharing them with the class by, like, putting those things together, like the animals with something wrong with them. All the human characters that find these animals might be named after biblical characters, because at first Mary was just a generic name that I decided on, because her name wasn't really important. It was, like, the ordeal she was stuck in. But since her name is Mary, I've decided maybe naming the guy in the fish story Jonah, because that's very thematically appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm going to name the farmer in the chicken story, but there are going to be two human characters in that, which is a husband and wife farmer couple. So I'm going to have to do some research on, like, famous, like, maybe marriages in the Bible. I can't remember what Abraham's wife is named, so.
Oh, I think I know.
And speaking of writing books, I left one part off of the Tatiana McFadden. I made a deal with Mom about the comic, and she said that I can write a biography about Tatiana McFadden as a comic book.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I've seen autobiographies written as comic books before. I believe Fun Home was based off of a comic book that I really, really should have bought when I had the chance at that gift shop, because I saw the play for the musical for the first time in Proctor's, which was part of a subscription to get Hamilton tickets, and that was a whole ordeal and a whole thing that we went through, me and my family. It was great, but it really was great. We got to see a lot of different shows, but Fun Home was the one that is related to a book, so we'll talk about that one here. Basically, I think the comic follows the musical pretty accurately, even though I've never read it, but based on what
I think the musical follows the book accurately.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. You know what I meant.
Because the book came first.
Yes, the comic came first. It's about this girl named Allison? Yes, her name is Allison, who grows up with her parents and her family, who run a funeral home, hence the name Fun Home. And her dad, she finds out her dad is gay, and eventually she comes out as gay as well. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything. I don't know if it's spoiling, if it's about a real person, but the point is, I think it would be more of an experience if you were to read the comic yourself and find out what happens. The musical is devastatingly sad, but it is very, very good. Like, I would see it again, but I really want to get that comic because I really would love, like, to read it for myself.
I don't get how it's a big red eye funeral home. Why would that relate to the name of the book?
I'm not sure. I think it was a big deal for her childhood, but really, it really doesn't relate to the story that much. In the musical, there's a song called Fun Home, which I guess relates a bit more, but that still doesn't really explain why the comic would be called that. I'm pretty sure that is also the name of the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm fairly confident that it is.
I can't remember if the exact because meaning of the title, but Fun is in funeral.
Yeah, I think they actually end up moving out of the funeral home halfway through the musical. I don't know if that also happens in the comic, but so, I don't know. Musical titles are weird sometimes. They're not all as clear as Hamilton being a musical about Hamilton. Sometimes you gotta be obscure.
Lena, do you have any books to talk about?
No.
No. Do you have any books you're excited about reading?
No.
No. Do you have any books you're not excited about reading?
No.
An old man in the seat.
Oh, well.
Well, there isn't some books that I would like to talk about, but, like, stuff that goes on between me and my friend. Well, one of the things that went on between me and my friend today, like, one of my friends. So,
is it related to books?
No.
Was it?
Well, it's technically related to, a photo album, which is technically a book. So, we're on the rug, and the teacher was like, well, he played doctor with me once when I was little, because, like, she was showing her album of when she was little. You know, like, the little heart thing that to check your heart?
It's a stethoscope. It's called a stethoscope.
The stethoscope?
Yes, that.
So, they were playing doctor with, like, one of her... She was playing doctor with one of her childhood friends, and this is, like, a story about a ripped up a ripped up photo. And, like, they were checking her pulse, like, for pretend, because they were playing doctor. And then her mom took a photo of it, and she showed everyone, and then they started making fun of her, because they were like, haha, is that your boyfriend? And one day she ripped up the paper, and Juliana whispered to me, Huh, that kind of reminds me of my grandpa. Well, she didn't whisper that to me, and I'm like, you, is texting someone on the phone?
I am not texting someone on the phone. I thought you were calling me out for a second. Oh. I was looking up a book. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention for a split second, and I thought you were calling me out.
Texting someone. Your brother. Ooh, are you texting your boyfriend? No, I'm texting my friend. Ooh, do you mean friend by boyfriend? And they're like, no, it's my friend Lena.
You see, no one cares about this stuff once you get above the age of like 15. Yeah. No one cares, which is why I don't know.
It's a hard topic.
No one talks about that when you're like as old as I am. And I don't remember having conversations like that where kids would tease each other for that when I was young. So was I a weird child for not having those conversations?
Nope,
I don't know. But anyway, have any of you ever heard of the author Mark Kurlansky?
No.
Yes, but I forget what he wrote.
I knew it. My dad has become obsessed with this author. So Mark Kurlansky has written such fascinating titles as Salt, Cod,
okay,
Paper, and Milk. My dad wants all of these books.
Mal?
They're supposed to be very good.
Every single one is exactly like it says on the cover. Mm-hmm. Salt is about the history of salt. Cod is about the history of cod. Milk is about the history of milk. And paper is about paper.
It'd be weird if
now,
it wasn't.
Now, recently, my dad has bought my mom a book for Valentine's Day called Wool. And I, no
so
joke,
romantic.
Thought that it was a Mark Kurlansky book about another very specific topic. I thought it was about wool. So when I handed it to my dad and was like, hey, this must be your book, I was apparently wrong. But it's only because he has, like, desensitized me. It's not the right word. He has basically conditioned me. Yes, that is the word. He has conditioned me to recognize single word titles that relate to a noun. To be a Mark Kurlansky book, but I was wrong.
Yes.
What was it really about?
Oh, no.
He's written a lot of books about salt, according to this list of things he's written.
Really?
Yes.
In the book Paper, I think that he shouldn't have used paper to write this history of paper, because it's like, you're holding paper of the history of paper. It's like...
It would have been very ironic if he wrote it on something other than paper.
What if he wrote milk on milk?
That wouldn't work. That would not function very well.
I would have
and
probably
salt
been...
Salt on salt and cod on cod.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
I don't even like milk.
Unless it's chocolate milk for me.
No, but even that, I'm drinking chocolate milk and I'm like, yeah, this is chocolate. But deep inside my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is still milk, though.
It came from a cat.
Yeah, the fact that it comes from an animal freaks me out a little bit, but it really just doesn't taste good unless you eat it with, like, cookies or something.
Where it comes
The only appropriate like, time to drink milk is with cookies. What was Lena... Lena, what were you saying? I'm sorry I cut you off with my rant about Mark Kurlansky.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're running out
of
time.
Well, that was it, but I think I would probably, if I were the author, I would probably just not name it milk. I would name it Malk.
Milk.
Because that's how I say
milk. I mean, at least paper has a subtitle, which is Paging Through History. You get pun points there, Mark.
So before we run out of time, I just want everyone to say a book that they are excited to read or are currently reading.
The next comic of
what is it?
Fire. Yeah.
The Bronze reading. Bow by Elizabeth something something.
Spear? Is her last name Spear?
I don't know. I think that it was at least an 8-letter word. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Or name, technically. Bronze
Bow. That's by Elizabeth George Spear.
Yeah.
How about you, Lena? Is there a book that you're excited to read or that you're currently reading?
I'm excited to read this one book. Well, I want to read this one book that's about, like, kids... who are, like, I'll explain it on the next show, actually. I forgot what it was called, but I'll just, like, explain it to you guys on the next show.
Okay. And I'm in the middle of two books. One is Allegedly by Tiffany D. Jackson, which I think that they sometimes read at the school. I think our co-host Fahim once talked about it on the show. But Tiffany D. Jackson is coming to the book festival, so I decided to check that one out. And then I'm also reading a book called Castaway, Poems for Our Time by Naomi Shihab Nye, who's the Young People's Poet Laureate currently, I think through 2021. Here's what it says. Shines a spotlight on the things we cast away, from plastic water bottles to those less fortunate. In this collection of more than 80 original and never-before-published poems, deeply moving, sometimes funny, and always provocative poetry collection for all ages. And I've read some of her poems before, and so far I really like this collection.
Speaking of poems, my friend who just turned 64, Lou, had like this play of poems at the Strand, and then she's going to come to my school for poetry. So shout out to Lou, who's going to be listening to this.
Yay, shout out to Lou.
Yay, shout out.
Before we say goodbye, we want to remind our listeners that we're in the WGXC pledge drive right now. We're looking to secure support for WGXC to stay on the airwaves. Yay. We want to keep this show and all the other ones on WGXC going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we need your support. So please visit WGXC.org/donate to make a donation. You can make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member where you give monthly support to the station. Or you can also give a call at 518-697-7400 to pledge your support. And we thank all the contributors and all the supporters of WGXC and Bound by Books. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone has a good week.
Bye.
Happy reading.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mara Manis, Executive Director of the New York State Council on the Arts, which we call NISCA. It's great to be with you today. For those of you not familiar, NISCA is the arts agency of New York State. And with the support of Governor Cuomo and the legislature, NISCA provides funding to 2,400 organizations and artists in all of New York's 62 counties. At NISCA, we deeply believe that the arts play a catalytic role in the health of our state, and we know that participating in creative arts programming can be transformative for young people involved in our justice system. We are really proud of Creativity Works NYS, our partnership with Department of Corrections, Carnegie Hall, and local arts organizations like Wave Farm. Our goal in supporting this project is to help local organizations build their capacity to provide ongoing programs to youth in justice facilities. One of four local arts organizations that have been a part of Creativity Works is Wave Farm. Wave Farm is one of our valued grantees, and their work in the media arts field is critical to the health of Hudson Valley. We are thrilled that they are participating and committed to this program and to our youth. I attended a presentation of the Open Ears workshop and was thrilled to see such a high level of achievement and engagement from the youth, the instructors, and the community across the facility. Thank you so much to Galen and her staff on this project for this chance to share enthusiasm about their work. Over to you, Galen.
Hello, my name is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I'm the executive director of Wave Farm, and I'm so pleased to be able to introduce this very special broadcast on Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM. Launched in August 2019, Wave Farm's Radio for Open Ears workshops are weekly sessions held with the 16 and 17-year-old boys and girls incarcerated in the Hudson Correctional Facility. Each week, the Wave Farm team, which includes myself, Kamal Johnson, and Adolfo Lopez, have been bringing audio equipment inside the facility where youth are receiving hands-on access and experience, learning how to express themselves through sound and radio as a creative medium. The youth we're working with have been so incredibly engaged and thoughtful, and the talent these young men and women possess has exceeded anything we could have imagined or even hoped to encounter. So Wave Farm's Radio for Open Ears workshops have been made possible by Creativity Works New York, and that's an initiative of the New York State Council on the Arts in partnership with Carnegie Hall and in collaboration with the New York State Department of Corrections. The primary goal of Creativity Works NYS is to encourage youth who are justice involved through arts enrichment projects in a variety of creative disciplines. Young people learn new skills, they express their creative voices, and develop positive peer and adult relationships through collaborative art projects. I also want to shout out to Jen Cutler, Joan Hunt from Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhoods, and Rebecca Bray from the Center of Artistic Activism, who have been special guests along the way in this program. So enjoy. You're going to hear three tracks that are a sampling of what we've been doing. The first one is kind of an introductory track where the guys are just learning the equipment and kind of getting used to being behind a microphone. The second one is a bit more reflective, the youth talking about what prison life is like and some of their thoughts about the future. And then finally, an interview that took place over the summer with then candidate Kamal Johnson, who was running to become the first African-American mayor of the city of Hudson. And as I mentioned, has been a key workshop leader in this program. And as many of our listeners know, Kamal went on to become mayor-elect and is currently serving as city of Hudson's mayor. All right, enjoy listening.
Try to keep the cursing to a minimum today.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. How about you introduce yourself first? What's up, bro?
Name's sitting in here in Hudson.
What station you on?
90.7.
That's a fact. It's Lominati, WGXC 90.7. Chilling with the bros right now. We about to break it down a little bit.
Popping low, man. It's man.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Y'all introduce yourselves. What's up, bro?
Yo, my name. From the Cuse, man.
Are you from the Cuse?
Yeah, from
the Cuse. What side?
I'm from the South Side, man.
Okay. I know a couple cats out there. What's up, man? Introduce yourself down there.
Man, you speaking of Rochester, man.
Rock City.
Yo, where you from, New York? Where you from?
From the Big Orange, man. Syracuse, New York.
Shout out Syracuse.
What's your favorite part of this program?
Man, I really, honestly, I don't got a favorite part, man. It's just everything. I get to express myself. For me, I get to, for me, get all my emotions, feelings out of here, you know, for me.
What do you like about radio?
Radio is just, for me, is just something I feel like, I can relate to it more because this is like something I was doing before I came here, and then now I'm getting back into it, and then I'm with the guys and stuff. So it just make everything copacetic.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
You always got my support. Anything to do with radio, music, anything, I'm in.
All right, good looking, bro. We appreciate that.
Where you from?
Man, you know me, man. I'm from the Bronx, man. New York City, you heard? You know where I swear to that.
Right.
What's your name? What's your name? Introduce yourself.
Man, you know.
What's your favorite part of this program?
My favorite part is, like what you said, man. You can express your feelings. Word. And listen to the tunes. Vibe out. I love radio. Word. No cap.
Where you from?
Man, you already know, man. White Plains Road, man. Sneeze.
Oh, BX. BX with it.
Yeah, facts.
How it is out there?
Damn, man. Everything immaculate, man. Everything immaculate.
What you learn from radio?
I learned a lot. I've been in this
game for years. Where you from?
Listen, man. It's from L.I., Long Island, man.
All right.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house.
My name. My favorite thing about this radio program for me, something different for this prison style.
Mm-hmm.
Something different for you to do.
Yeah.
And it's a new experience.
All right.
Radio, everything about radio, it's just something different.
Mm-hmm. It's too drippy.
Yeah.
Drippy is. It made me an animal. It's rules
to the I wrote me a man. Where you from?
Man, Buffalo, man. Buffalo, New York, man.
All right.
Okay, I'm here, man.
It's cold
Rough
up
Buff,
there.
Man.
What's your favorite part about this program?
Man, like they said, though, I like coming in the group, you know. Communication, like they say, communication is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it get you around, you know what I'm saying? Let you do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really therapeutic if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? You know what I'm saying? You listen to music. Music is therapeutic for some people.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Step by step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back.
We in the building.
What's
up, New York? 90.7 FM.
Tune in.
Coming at you live from Hudson. Doing this little interview.
I hear myself. I like the way I sound.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I sound good on here. We sound good
on
here.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, GTO.
So if you just tuned in midway, you just heard a little bit of the Radio for Open Ears workshops that Wavefarm has been conducting since August 2019 inside the Hudson Correctional Facility. The workshop is working with 16 and 17-year-olds who are currently incarcerated there. Next up is a recording of the guys thinking a little bit about what their experience has been like and what's ahead.
You don't know about this, boom.
My city like, so I wonder who gonna ride for me when it go down. And I'm starting to get this feeling like, who gonna be there for my son the day that I'm not around? I hope you love me as much as I love you. I ain't mean to break your heart, but baby, that's what thugs do. Nothing in the world, baby, I wouldn't do for you. If I die right now, it's so much that I would lose.
To be honest, I think about the future every day. To be 100% with you, I'm thinking about the future right now. So, it kind of gave me like a motivation, like a boost to continue to, you know, do what I have to do to get out of here.
It's comfort knowing that there's a future, but it's also painful because there's no guarantee that future is there. There's no guarantee that you're going to wake up the next day.
My favorite part of the day is when I wake up. because it's like, I know I woke up another day. What would y'all want to tell somebody listening in?
Do the right thing. Don't do something that you know you shouldn't do.
Just be a regular person, man. Don't try to be something you're not. Just be a regular person and stay out the way.
Be yourself, basically.
Them rap videos, man, they make everything look good. They ain't really in the streets how everybody been upstate really is, man.
Yeah. Nah, I feel like everybody should take this and learn, man. Everybody should learn their own situation, get it under control, so that way next time you get in a situation like this, they remove themselves.
Think about what you do before you do it. There's nothing really much to it. You just got to do what you got to do, and for me, just make the right move. It's like playing chess.
Facts. Like he said, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge you, you know what I'm saying? The way you get your money is the way you get your money. But certain things, certain ways you get your money, it ain't the way to get your money. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Especially the people
guns
who you do
guns is illegal
with.
For a reason, man. We can't get them for a reason, man. Leave the guns alone, man. Stop the violence, man.
Yeah, but everywhere you go is violent. No matter where you go, bro. That's never going to stop. Well,
if you can't go buy a gun legally out of the store, that's mean. I mean, it's not meant to be.
I think reality kind of hit that night when I got arrested and got put incarcerated when I heard them doors slam.
I mean, I miss really enjoying myself, like, here. Can't really enjoy myself, but make the best of it. I don't know, man. Just being free, like, enjoying myself. Free, you know, high on life.
Yeah, so, just being able to chill.
Yeah.
My life, for me, I got a little while to think about that, but
never too early, bro.
I'm still thinking about it while it's early right now, like what you just said. Like right now, I'm just trying to change my ways. I feel like I'm stuck in my ways, but it's never too late to change, especially while I'm young right now. I'm only 17.
It's never too late.
Just trying to do my thing, just keep doing what I got to do. I'm kind of doing good in school right now, trying to get my diploma, trying to get something to put on my resume for when I go out.
My dream job, be a motivational speaker. That's my dream job, man.
Yeah, that's dope. I mean, your story means a lot. You know, when you tell your story to people, it often inspires, people be like, man, especially when it's something people can relate to.
Yeah.
Like if somebody, you know, might be in your situation a few years from now and then they hear your story, you could save their life potentially and not even know it.
Yeah.
I would just keep the mentality that my body is locked up and for me, not my mind.
Don't play with it. Don't be this honest.
Hey.
Still not understanding this logic.
Hey.
I'm back and I'm better.
And I'm better.
I want you bad as ever.
You
ass.
I was doing a chorus, but we only go over that.
To the left. Everything.
A tornado flew around my room.
Yo, I forgot about that song. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Nah, you just cut the vibe.
Okay,
man.
Nah, go ahead. Okay, start over.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain here. Southern California, much like Arizona. I don't say this before you know it. I've been thinking about you.
Learning from this is going to be the big step. I'm saying so when I get to the town, I won't be able to do it again. If I'm saying, I think like I just got out of this situation. Why would I want to be back in it?
If it wasn't for me being here, anything could happen. I was home, so
that's
it made me a little smarter. What I did.
That's all you got to do. You got to take the positive from the situation.
Any last thoughts y'all want to tell the folks gonna be listening into this when we put it on the air?
Stay away from gangs, violence, and drugs, man. They ain't gonna get you nowhere.
Education is the key to success.
This is the sun.
So you've been listening to excerpts of the Radio for Open Ears workshops that Wave Farm has been conducting inside the Hudson Correctional Facility with 16 and 17-year-olds since summer of 2019. This is a program that is made possible through the New York State Council on the Arts in partnership with Carnegie Hall,